The Concordant Literal New Testament, copyright 1983 by the Concordant Publishing Concern. The Book of Jude, Judas, a slave of Jesus Christ, yet a brother of James, to those who are called, beloved in God the Father, and kept by Jesus Christ. May mercy and peace and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, giving all diligence to be writing to you concerning our common salvation and life, I have had the necessity to write to you, entreating you to be contending for the faith once given over to the saints. For some men slip in who long ago have been written beforehand for this judgment, irreverent, bartering the grace of our God for wantonness, and disowning our only owner and Lord, Jesus Christ. Now I am intending to remind you, you who once are aware of all, that the Lord, when saving the people out of the land of Egypt, secondly destroys those who believe not. Besides, messengers who keep not their own sovereignty, but leave their own habitation, he has kept in imperceptible bonds under gloom for the judging of the great day. As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner, to these committing ultra-prostitution and coming away after other flesh, are lying before us, a specimen experiencing the justice of fire, Aeonian. Howbeit, these dreamers also, likewise are indeed defiling the flesh, yet are repudiating lordship and calumniating glories. Now when Michael, the chief messenger, doubting the adversary, argued concerning the body of Moses, he dares not bring on a calumniating judging, but said, "May the Lord rebuke you." Yet these indeed are calumniating whatever they are not acquainted with. Yet in whatever they are naturally adept, as the irrational animals, in these things they are being corrupted. Woe to them, for they went in the way of Cain, and in the deception of Balaam's wages were they poured out, and in the contradiction of Korah they perished. These are the reefs in your love feasts, carousing with you fearlessly, shepherding themselves, waterless clouds carried aside by winds, trees that are sere, unfruitful, twice dying, uprooted, wild billows of the sea, frothing forth their own shame, straying stars for whom the gloom of darkness has been kept for an eon. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesies to these also, saying, "Lo, the Lord came among 10,000 of his saints, to do judging against all, and to expose all the irreverent concerning all their irreverent acts in which they are irreverent, and concerning all the hard words which irreverent sinners speak against him. These are murmurers, complainers, going according to their desires, and their mouth is speaking pompous things, marveling at the aspect of things, on behalf of benefit. Yet you, beloved, remember the declarations which have been declared before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they said to you, in the last time will be coming scoffers, going according to their own irreverent desires. These are those who isolate themselves, soulish, not having the Spirit. Now you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, anticipating the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ for life aeonian. And to those indeed who are doubting, be merciful, yet others be saving, snatching them out of the fire, yet to others be merciful with fear, hating even the tunic spotted by the flesh. Now to him who is able to guard you from tripping and to stand you flawless in sight of his glory, in exaltation to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, might, and authority before the entire eon, now as well as for all the eons. Amen.